Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republican presidential hopeful John Kasich has wrapped up his latest visit to New Hampshire by releasing a new plan for balancing the federal budget. The Ohio governor wants to reform entitlement programs, freeze other spending, and enact broad tax cuts. WBUR's Fred Bever has details.
In a big garage where Nashua Community College students learn automotive repair, Kasich said that as president, he would get straight to work on the nation's fiscal mechanics.
As president, I will immediately put us on a path to a balanced budget, and I will get it done within 8 years.
And he takes some pretty strong steps to get there, starting with an 8-year freeze on non-defense discretionary spending. To boost job growth, Kasich says he'd cut top tax rates for the wealthy and businesses from nearly 40% for individuals down to 28%. At the same time, he would lend at least a modest hand to those at the bottom of the economy by boosting the earned income tax credit, which benefits low-income workers.
So they have incentives to work harder and get ahead, not be punished because they put more time in. It's an accordion. Bring the top down and help those at the bottom to become more successful.
For further savings, Kasich says he can cut federal bureaucracies down to size by ceding to the states the administration of many federal aid programs for health care, welfare, education, and transportation. And he'd send federal gas taxes right back to the states, too.
Keep it right here in New Hampshire for what you need. And if you don't need it, you can send it over to Ohio. We can figure out how to spend it.
Kasich spoke to a mix of students and curious primary voters. Gina Balkus runs a trade association in Nashua. She says she's impressed by Kasich's experience as Ohio's CEO and as a Congressional Budget Committee chief in the 90s, which was the last time the federal budget was balanced.
I am concerned by sending everything back to the states. How will the states fund those programs? There needs to be a balance. So I'll be eager to hear more and to listen to a few other candidates as well.
She has a lot of choices in the crowded GOP primary, and Kasich has been struggling to register more than a blip in state polls. But his supporters have been airing ads for him recently, and yesterday's speech capped nearly a week of nonstop campaigning around the state in his Kasich for Us bus. Even some dissatisfied Democrats have been showing up, as Ray Grady did at a Stratham town hall a week ago.
I'm not sure I could vote for any of the Republican candidates except him, because I think he has a history of compromise, both at the federal level and the state level. And he understands that compromise, a good compromise, is an agreement that neither side likes.
In Ohio, Kasich has been criticized from the right and left for the way he balanced a budget that was deep in the red when he took office. He enacted an across-the-board income tax cut, but he also raised sales taxes and increased overall spending. That earned him a grade of D from the conservative Cato Institute, the worst of any of the governors in the GOP primary. But after reading his new plan, Cato tax analyst Chris Edwards says Kasich may yet be redeemed.
I think John Kasich knows where the skeletons are in the federal budget. In other words, he knows where the waste is.
Progressive groups are less hopeful. They cite studies showing that in Ohio, laws enacted by Kasich have indeed reduced taxes by a hefty amount, but mostly for high earners, while doing little for the middle class, and even slightly increasing the tax burden on low-wage workers. His plan for the federal government, they say, promises more of the same. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.